This is called Love and Passion. I picked a new music bed today.
Ooh.
Love and Passion. Yes. Holly, who do we have today?
We're starting with Derek.
Hi, Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
I'm okay. Your intros made me nervous, though.
Yeah, I know. You Uh-oh. Should be. No, I'm just joking. No, you're fine. You're amongst friends. The three of us are very nice.
We're here to help.
We are here to help.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Second Chance.
I know.
Yeah. You wouldn't have emailed us or call however you, homing pigeon, Harry Potter, all however you got a hold of Holly. So here we go. Derek, I'm going to shut up now. Go ahead and tell us about your date, please, my friend.
This is part of the problem or why I'm nervous. It's not, I didn't really go on a date. My situation's a little bit different. It's more like, a misconnection, you know? I don't think anybody uses, Craigslist anymore.
No.
I'm dating myself.
We used to have them in City Pages, but yes, but go ahead. Yeah.
So I'm hoping you can help me connect with Tammy.
Okay.
She and I met on a flight. She was my seatmate and, yeah, so it wasn't a date, but like we had this like really great conversation and, I definitely felt like we had something going and I want to explore that more. I want to, you know, like ask her out on a real date.
Oh, I love this. Okay, Derek.
Oh,
wow.
So, Derek, you clearly had some chemistry with Tammy on a flight.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're clearly here because of that. I mean, can you like give us a little more detail about what happened on your flight, why you think you guys have some chemistry?
Yeah, yeah. I moved to Minnesota about 6 years ago. I'd done a little bit of dating, but nothing really to speak of. And then the pandemic happened and travel and we got seated together and we just started talking and it was great. She was single. I'm single. I got divorced, before I moved to Minnesota, and she was just really easy to talk to, just really authentic and family was really important. She's a caretaker with helping with her parents and just like really seemed like a really great person. And I actually asked for her number and she gave it to me, so I thought like that was a good sign. And, but I haven't heard anything back. I don't know, maybe she forgot about me or
caught up in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Her ears were clogged up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nothing weird happened on the flight, Derek. Like you weren't like ordering something weird or like funky smells or armchair, any kind of behavior that would indicate maybe like a red flag coming from you.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't order any drinks. I didn't have any food. We just started talking, and then like before I knew it, we were landing and I was like, I gotta, you know, I haven't met anybody that I like really connected with like this the whole time I've been in Minnesota. And so I was like, you gotta not miss this opportunity. And I don't know. I want to make sure I don't miss this opportunity.
So. Yeah. Give it another shot. Now, did you order a gingy?
Okay.
That's ginger ale.
What?
Did you order a ginger ale?
Don't, Derek.
I think that would have maybe helped. Yeah. With, okay, never mind. Yeah.
Derek, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. Tammy, we told Tammy that she was nominated by a friend or family member to be part of a dating segment. She obviously doesn't know it's about you. She certainly doesn't know that it's really about her. So we're going to see how this goes, okay? This is a unusual one, I'll say. Hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
I like Derek a lot.
I do too, oh. But... Oh.
Oh, please,
as they said in the 80s, I got that not so fresh feelings.
Yeah.
You're not sure?
No, as they also said in the 80s with the deodorant commercial, I'm not sure. Yeah.
You're not feeling zestfully clean, Jason.
I'm neither zestfully clean. No. Okay. But hopefully Coke is it. Here we go. Let's put up Tammy.
Yes.
Tammy?
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing, Tammy?
Good.
Okay. Hi.
This is weird.
This is odd. So, no, welcome to our show. You're live on the radio. Thank you for agreeing to do this. We recognize being on a radio show on a random Thursday morning is not probably what you had on your week bingo card. Right, Tammy?
No. Did I win something?
I wish, sadly, no. But this is a dating segment, and it's kind of, in this case, it's kind of a reunion situation. You were nominated, as you know, by a family or friend, and the reason, it wasn't accidental. Somebody wants to reconnect with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do you remember meeting a guy on a flight named Derek that you gave his number? You gave your number to.
Not really. I'm sorry. I don't really date, so you might have the wrong person. They may recommend the wrong person. I'm sorry.
But. Well, Derek, look back.
No, it wasn't a date, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a date, but go back into your Rolodex in your mind. On a flight.
You shared an armrest.
You shared an armrest with a guy named Derek.
Oh, sure. Derek. Yes, Derek. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I remember Derek, yes.
Okay.
Derek.
We were told, that you gave him your number, so that's how, anyway. Here's the deal, Tammy. Because we don't want to make this any more awkward than it already is. Derek wanted to reconnect with you. And we actually, here's a surprise, you did win something. We have Derek on the other line.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? Okay.
Isn't that nice?
Okay, so let's
put
like
Derek, right?
Up.
I mean, he seems like a nice guy. Okay.
Right? Was there a reason you... We have him. Was there a reason you didn't call him, or there wasn't any communication after the flight?
No, he was really nice. I mean, we sat next to each other on the flight, and I'm not a plane talker. Like, it's not my thing. I don't talk to my neighbor on the plane. But yeah, we were just two strangers that got talking, and he was a very cool, interesting guy. He was well traveled, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's all I can really tell you. Smart.
Okay.
I enjoyed, yeah.
Well, he's here.
Oh.
So open up door number one.
And he's heard everything you said, yeah.
He's heard everything.
Yeah.
And he wants to reconnect with you with no turbulence, hopefully. So let's go ahead and put Derek up. Hey, Derek, say hi to Tammy.
Yes. Hi. Tammy.
Oh my gosh.
Good to hear your voice again.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. This is a surprise.
Yeah. I thought, hey, she isn't responding, so let's get her on the radio. That will do the trick.
Well, it worked for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I'm single, she's single, and we just, I just got to be bold. So, I'd like to go out on a proper date with you and, not not just be Biscoff buddies. I know you're busy and so am I. So and but we're both here, and so why not?
Oh, that's actually really sweet that you thought of me. I'm sorry, I just ignore numbers that I don't know. So I must not have saved it at all.
I get that.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to go out again, like actual on the ground and not 37,000 feet in the air, if you want to go, we have a selection of gift cards. We will buy it for you. We will buy the endeavor. So do you want to give it another try, Tammy? It's really up to you. Do you want to go out with Derek, like for a real date thing? Yeah.
You know, why not? Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. There are stranger origin stories than this.
Yes!
Right?
Yes! Yes! Oh, I didn't mean to play the rooster.
What was that?
I meant to play a chime, but I played a rooster. There we go.
Yay!
Derek.
The barnyard is enthused. Let's just say that, guys.
Tammy, Derek, thank you for being good sports. Tammy, don't hang up. Holly's going to get your info. And we're going to send you a gift card, okay?
Okay, great.
Yay! Thank you, guys. Thank you, Derek. Glad this worked out.
Yes, have fun.
Thank you.
Maybe the rooster will be waking you two up.
Chase! I'm sorry. We're going to take a break. Second Chance Romance on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hey, I'm going to take a win when we get one. That's a W right there, right? Yeah.
Maybe twice a year.
Twice a year. We'll be right. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Oh, they're just the best. And every month they have new specials for you, my talkers. And this month is all about Botox. Maybe you've heard the commercial that I just did on the air. Botox and Dysport are both brands. They both do the same thing. Preventative aging. I have friends, the Brits, Colin, doing Botox in their 30s. And it's a great thing to do, preventative aging. But if you're like my age and you just need de-aging, this is the special for you. So whether you do Botox or Dysport, again, just two different brands that do the same thing, here are the specials. Let's talk Botox. Get 48 units of Botox and you're going to get 10 for free. So you do 48 units and you're going to get 10 free, 58 total. You have to do them in the same appointment. You would anyway. Let's talk Dysport. If you do 120 units of Dysport, you're going to get 25 free. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today. Mention me to activate this special before it runs out.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning here on My Talk. Let's get caught up. Let's get educated on the headlines circulating in the world of Hollywood with the Dirt Alert. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello. Tyler Cameron has some opinions about The Golden Bachelor. He's saying that Golden Bachelor stars Gary Turner and Teresa Nist have put a stain on the franchise with their bombshell divorce announcement last week. Now, this was the line in the sand, according to Tyler Cameron, who is an alum of The Bachelorette. He said they have put a true stain on love in the Bachelor world. Mm-hmm. 3 months. They make all my relationships seem very long. You know what I mean? Like, golly, I'm a dating expert compared to them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said, you know what? The Golden Bachelor brought back joy into the franchise. However, they put a stain on love and Bachelor Nation because it was the most wholesome experience, and they just pulled the rug right out from under us. And then he also went on to, compared them to his dad, Tyler Cameron, calling his dad old and single and set in his ways.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Did he really use the word wholesome in conjunction, in relation, in connection to the Bachelor franchise?
Sure did.
They tried to do that with Golden Bachelor, remember? They tried to make him precious.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he hasn't dated in years and years.
And they had his daughters, you know, sitting on the couch before the season debuted. And they're like, well, we just want our dad to date again and find love because he lost it. Meanwhile, he's has a girlfriend for years that he's been dating in between. I mean, what?
Yeah, in a wonky burger joint.
Back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
He was a restaurateur, Jason. Remember, Gary was a restaurateur.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But instead, he owned Burger Orbit or whatever the hell it was called. Yeah.
Burger Orbit.
But this was too much for Tyler Cameron.
Okay.
It's too much. Okay, Tyler. We're sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. We're sorry. A single tear falls from my eye. Here you go, Tyler Cameron. I'm going to wipe it off and I'm going to present it to you.
Man, yeah. Wish we knew a little bit more about Bachelor Nation. I'm sure there are plenty of other stains and bigger ones.
Oh.
Deeper ones, bloodier ones.
That OxyClean will not get out.
No.
FYI. Yeah, no.
So many stains in Bachelor Nation. Use your imagination.
Get that blue light. Yeah.
Honeymoon suite.
Yeah.
Ew.
Get that windmill.
You started this, Holly.
You said, I'm not even going to.
Don't even say it. Don't even say it.
Let's blame Tyler. Hashtag blame Tyler.
Yeah. Hashtag blame Tyler. Hey, elder millennials, this relationship is amazing. Ashanti and Nelly have announced that not only are they engaged to get married, but they are expecting their first child together. Now she made the announcement and dropped a video on her Instagram account announcing the pregnancy news that in this video of pretending that she's getting ready for a performance. And then there's the reveal that she is expecting her first child. Now, these two, their relationship has been on and off for over 20 years. They started dating back in 2003. Ended things in 2013, then got back together last year, and Nelly confirmed their relationship last September during an interview. And now, I mean, it is on.
It is on, girl.
Second chance romance.
Yeah. Celebrity version.
Yeah.
I must have missed their email.
Did you? Yeah. Did you not get that?
Yeah,
we could have been a part of their reunion.
That's right.
I mean, we really could have. And Gwyneth Paltrow, in a new interview, she says that fans would be shocked to learn which movie she passed on in order to raise her family. Now, she's not actually revealing any of these movies, but guaranteed that, Jason, you would be clutching your pearls and you would need to fan yourself with a big old fan. Because of all the things that we could have seen Gwyneth Paltrow in, but that she just decided not to do.
Why say anything at all? If you're not going to open up the present, don't show it to people.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the gift wrapping. Anyway.
Yeah.
That made no sense. But anyway. more stories like this at mytalk1071.com or on our app. We're going to take a break when we come back. Disneyland's going to get a lot bigger next.
Ooh. Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
The Jason and Alexis Show presents the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
You're finished. You've lost everything. And I now own this house.
This house? Are you insane?
Oh, no. I'm perfectly sane. So take this junk and your blonde tramp. Get out of my home.
This has been the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
That's right. Take your blonde tramp and get out of my house.
Uh-oh.
It was the season finale. with Alexis Carrington Colby Dexter Rowan telling Blake and Crystal she now has control of their home.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk, later on our app.
Hey.
Oh. Are we harmonizing?
We are. Beautiful. Did you guys see the pictures of Kanye at Disneyland yesterday?
Yes.
Your thoughts?
What's with the ace bandages on his wife's feet?
Thank you, girl. Look, I'm not a... Holly, did you see him?
I did.
So, several things I noticed. First, and you have to when you're yay, they had two security guards and two VIP tour guides. Usually mere mortals, when you do a VIP tour, you get one. You get one. You don't get security. You get one VIP tour. So that's how you know he's a big star. They not only get two, but they get security walking around with them. Number two, what Alexis just described is not a joke. It's not. We're not making it up. She's not wearing shoes.
Mm-mm.
But she's. Well, let's lean on that. Let me back up again. Let's focus on the positive. At least she's covered a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's not see-through mesh.
Yeah.
Or like a thong.
Thank you. Because can you imagine? And we're not joking about that. If you don't follow these two, and I don't blame you, we're saying this because Bianca and Kanye have a tendency to show up to things. Shopping centers, museums, what have you, Tupperware parties. And Bianca is basically wearing see-through material. I'm not joking. They walked around Italy and you could see everything. No joke.
Oftentimes there is no material.
Oftentimes. She's just walking around in public basically naked. So can you imagine? This is what I thought too. Can you imagine that conversation, that uncomfortable conversation between the Disney coordinator before they arrived and Ye's people? I'm not joking. How do they gently tell Ye?
It's a magical day at the Walt Disney Company. How can I help you?
Yeah. My name is Jake, and I'm the coordinator for Ye.
Excuse me?
I'm the coordinator for Ye.
Yay?
Kanye.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was wondering, we would like to get VIP tickets for him for Tuesday afternoon. Are those available?
They are available, Jake. How many do you need?
I need six.
Six, okay. Well, we can accommodate that.
Thank you. And I'm wondering, and this is an unusual question, Disney cast member, Ye's wife has a tendency to not wear a lot of clothing. What are your policies with that?
Jake, I see. Well, we're going to suggest, in order for Bianca to have a wonderful, magical time, that she dresses comfortably, wears good walking shoes, and also that she check the local weather report before she leaves for the park. So I please ask her to go to the Weather Channel and check out the forecast for Anaheim, California.
Oh, you don't have any shoes? No problem. Let me just dig in the first aid kit. Hold on. hold on. Let me see what we've got here. Gauzes will not work. That's too flimsy.
Uh-huh.
Band-aids. Oh, look at that.
You got some Crocs?
I've got two ace bandages.
Yes.
Let's wrap.
This production is probably not. Yeah, Crocs. This production.
Sorry, not in this one. In the other one.
Is probably not far from the truth. Because we're all right. What Lex said is probably accurate. What Holly, the cast member having to talk to Ye's team is probably accurate. Because she did cover up. So I'm sure there was a conversation had. I would pay a lot of money to have heard that conversation. But she really didn't wear shoes. Go, my talkers, go look at this. She wore ace bandages on the bottom of her feet.
Well, and also they're calling it fashion.
It's not fashion.
No.
Oh, man. I had really bad ankles when I played soccer, and I used to have to wrap them up all the time. You don't want to be out hanging out with that. You put a sock over it. You wear a shoe. It's comfortable that way.
It's very comfortable that way.
Man.
Ugh. I don't know.
Look, they got what they wanted, right? We're talking about it.
We are.
If she just wore, like, some sensible...
Easy
dance goes.
Easy spirits.
Some easy spirits.
Looks like a pump, feels like a sneaker.
Then, yeah.
I it was a big eye roll. Having walked around those parks hundreds of times, girl, sensible footwear is key.
Her feet her toes especially, were probably dirty.
Ew.
Oh.
Stinky, jammy.
Because Disneyland is a clean place, but it's still outdoors.
And churros drop on the ground.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
There are birds that poop unregulated.
Yeah.
Stepping on sugar granules.
What did you just say?
I'm thinking of the churro. Someone spills a churro.
Yeah,
I just don't think I've ever heard you say sugar granules on the show before.
I think it is a first, yeah.
Look at what they made us do.
Look what you made us do. Yay.
Well,
And then here's the other thing.
What?
I want to see him in these outfits. Tight.
Thank you. Thank girl.
Bandaged feet. He gets to wear a nice, comfy hoodie.
Puffy tracksuit.
Or
soft.
Soft. Yeah.
His bits are covered.
Yes. Big
show
baggy
us your,
sweatpants.
Show us your body. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good point, Lex.
Mm-hmm. Unless this is her choice.
She's programmed. I don't believe this is I think she's programmed. I think she is, yeah. She's like small wonder. I bet she's a Vicky.
I await for her to speak publicly on her choices to prove that she's not an android or that she's Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
She has to be Vicky. She has to be.
Oh, my. Yeah. Hey.
And only kids from the 80s know that reference. Ooh. But yeah.
She's a small wonder. Lovely and bright as all girls. She's a small wonder. A child.
That's right. She's unlike other girls because she's a robot.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, also, so that happened. Yeah. Isn't Disney expanding or something? What's going
on? It is. So in actual news, like fun news, the happiest place on earth is getting bigger. Anaheim smartly, they have a good city council. They smartly approved unanimously to go ahead with a Disneyland expansion, which they're smart because Anaheim is fueled by Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald, and Goofy. So now the park has the right and the ability to basically double its size. So I'm going to there's a couple possibilities that are being thrown out there for possible lands. I want you two to think about if you were Bob Iger, Lex, if you were Bob Iger,
yeah.
Holly, if you were Bob Iger, what I'm going to give you some land, and this is true. These are real. These are real things they're throwing out there as big possibilities. What land would you put there? Okay, here we go. Frozen.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Tease, Lex.
Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Frozen. Yep. Go ahead.
A Frozen land, Zootopia, Peter Pan. Tangled. We'll be right back.
Well, I don't know about the expansion over there, but I think a Rebath Land would be pretty fun. One, it kind of already exists. It's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue, and they did a complete remodel of its showroom, and it's beautiful. It's really fun to walk in there and see all the different options available to you if you're designing your bathroom. And of course, you can meet a designer there as well and then get the ball rolling. That's one way to get a hold of Rebath. The other way is to head to rebath.com. That's where you sign up to have a designer come to you. They'll come to your home and bring the hundreds of options available, look at your space, your budget, your aesthetic, and come up with a beautiful custom design. That part's free. They just want to show you, hey, look what we can do. Of course, make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. We've got our bathroom done more than 3 years ago and absolutely love it. And I think that you'll love working with them to completely remove, replace, remodel. Rebath.com. Sign up to have a designer come to you. And also check out some really beautiful after pictures. The before, funky funk, but that's expensive.
Wrapping up the show with an octopus. But right now, we're wrapping up a conversation. Disneyland is about to get basically double the size in the next decade. And they've thrown around a couple of ideas that I'm sure they're going to do one of them, maybe two of them. And here are, it's called Disneyland Forward or Disneyland. Yeah, I think Disneyland Forward is what it's called. And here are a couple options. And Holly and Alexis and I are going to play Bob Iger. We're going to act like we're Bob Iger.
Yeah.
And some of the things, some of the lands that will be put in the new expanded Disneyland could be Frozen, Peter Pan, Zootopia, or Tangled. What say you, Alexis?
Well, it'd either be Zootopia or Tangled. One of those
really?
Two.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And I guess I'm kind of veering more toward Zootopia. Just because of the possibilities with all of the animals and having the city and just that story, the sloths alone would be so funny. So, yeah, I'm going with Zootopia.
Okay. Holly, you're Bob Iger. What are you going to do?
Well, if it's in the Magic Kingdom, I would do Zootopia. Because California Adventure already has a ride, I feel, because this is already in Shanghai Disneyland. They've already got the Cars ride, which is very similar. However, second would be Frozen, because then you could do fun things like make artificial snow maybe in Southern California, and it would be a novelty. Oh. So that's my 1-2.
Okay.
I have a feeling. I got a feeling. Anyway, that they are going to add Frozen to California Adventure.
Mm.
Frozen Land.
And for the same reasons Holly said, or for
yes.
other reasons? Okay.
They already have it. It's already in Hong Kong. So they have the infrastructure already designed.
Mm-hmm.
And Frozen Land, Arendelle, is nowhere in any of the U.S. parks. And hello, it needs to be here. I don't care if it's in World or Land. Frozen is a giant IP for them.
Yeah.
It needs to be in the States. And now they can put it in the States. No, I'm biased. I would love for them to put it in the Magic Kingdom at Disney World. Well, maybe they still will.
That would make complete and utter total sense.
It would. Maybe they still will. But for California, I would put it in Disney's California Adventure. And Alexis, I think you're going to get what you want. The going bet is that Zootopia will also be put at Disneyland.
Nice. Well, they're going to expand and room for both, right?
Yep. They could even do another version of Toy Story Land, which is in World. Yeah.
Oh, that would be so fun. I'm not familiar with the land. What does that mean, expanding? Which way? And will they have to buy houses and tear them down?
No, they already have the property.
Oh, it's there. Oh,
it's
okay.
It's just used for different things. And it's shocking because it is landlocked and it's city locked. And that was part of what frustrated Walt. And that's why he bought land in Florida. But they have enough property, shockingly, to basically double the size of the Disneyland Resort, which seems like what? But they do.
So it's not displacing anybody from land. It's just stuff that they've already had. Okay, gotcha. Yep. So that would be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of residential housing near the Disneyland anyways, because it's all like commercial stuff. You know, you're getting your chain restaurants, hotels, all the infrastructure that was built around Disneyland, because everyone was like, hey, people are coming to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Come eat my pancakes.
Yeah, I think Disneyland, because again, people get confused. Disneyland is basically the Magic Kingdom at Disney World. So Disneyland is, well, the Magic Kingdom. I think they're going to put a Peter Pan or Tangled at Disneyland because they have land there in that area. And then I think Frozen or Zootopia will go at Disney's California Adventure. That's my guess there. I can't wait. It's going to be great. What's up with this octopus?
Okay. Hey, did you guys ever have an animal that you wanted as a pet as a child and your folks said over and over, no, 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 no?
Yeah, a ferret. And then I bought it when I left the house.
And then you got it when you were older. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this 9-year-old, he always dreamt of having a pet octopus.
Okay.
Did he watch the documentary My Pet Octopus?
Oh, you know what? That might have been inspiration. Maybe. Well, dad kept saying no. No, 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 no. But then, because he had been asking since he was like 2 or 3 years old. And finally, an opportunity came up for the dad to make a move and make his son's biggest dream come true. He couldn't pass on it. And so for his 9th birthday, he said, here you go. Here's your pet octopus.
Okay.
Yeah. But turns out that octopus was pregnant.
Oh.
And laid 40 eggs.
40?
40.
Ooh, just squirted those out, huh?
Just squirted them out.
Ew.
Yep. So that's what you get for getting your kid an octopus. Of course, you know, they contacted those who can help and they took them all away. But, you know, it's really hard to create an environment for an octopus, especially when you live in Oklahoma. Where this family lives. And, you know, you can't just buy like a regular fish tank. There's so many extra components to make it a suitable environment for an octopus. And, you know, it's probably it's really fun to just visit them with professionals who take care
of them. Thank you. Nobody needs to own an octopus.
Go to an aquarium.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to do this. No, 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 no.
I mean,
no.
Did they...
Especially like a 9-year-old old taking care of it. You know that you're going to be taking care of it, mom and dad.
No. Thank you.
You're going to be cleaning the tank.
Uh-huh.
Don't even know what an octopus eats. Probably not goldfish food. And also, no. They're really smart.
Yeah.
Girl, they can do math.
They are. Oh, yeah, they can suction and get up there and who knows?
Yeah. Some they light
can pick
algebra.
Super Bowl winners.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
I think they even watch Bluey.
Yeah.
Which I got to watch. I got to.
Oh, yeah, you still got to do that.
Ooh, a little taste test.
A little taste test of Bluey. Maybe I'll do it today after we get slimed.
Yeah.
Because, again, we're just a few hours away from getting slimed.
I know. We're almost there.
Lex and I will be seated and Holly will be laying across us like, like a beautiful comforter.
I'm going to flash dance.
Love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm excited. What? And now you've experienced this before, Jay. So, I mean, does it really get everywhere? And
yes. Yeah, girl.
In your mouth?
Tomorrow, at this time tomorrow, the whole show, we're going to be picking nooks and crannies. We'll just call it nook and cranny. We're going to be scratching our cracks and nooks and crannies and folds and everything.
Oh, what you're saying is we're going to have leftovers.
We are. Many leftovers.
All right.
That's right. Hey, who do we have for Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
Who do we have tomorrow, dear Holly?
Oh, tomorrow is Rocco and my husband, Chip.
Oh!
And the theme tomorrow, in anticipation of the weekend's festivities, is 420 themed.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Weekly Trivia Face-Off, powered by Trivia Mafia, tomorrow at 8:30.
Yes.
Right now, that's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Bye for now, friends.